April 4th, 1850. My father, sister, and I started our journey to California from our small home in Missouri. I'm happy to be going, but I wish I could go alone. But it's a fresh start for my dad, which he needs after the business crash.
July 12th, 1850. We have been walking for ages, and I can't wait to get there. We've been eating buffalo for months, and it's honestly disgusting. September 20th, 1850. My dearest Charlotte, the journey to California has been quite pleasant. Jonathan and I take turns driving the wagon and walking while the children play in the back. I've missed you dearly. Our horse hasn't wandered far, and our little jeans have named him Spot. We haven't run into any trouble with the natives, surprisingly. We also have been able to hunt a buffalo and have had meat from it for a while. We should reach Iowa Hill any day now, as we've been traveling for around 5 months. I'm hoping to get lucky with the gold. Jonathan said that we can split the profits, which is exactly what I'm looking for, considering that he was the fault of our business crash. I can't wait to get my hands on that money, and after Catherine's passing, I'm sure Jonathan feels the same. I'm sure, Charlotte, that I'll be home with plenty of profit, and you and the children will be taken care of. Do tell Samantha and Stephen I miss them. Your love, Timothy.
What? Uncle Tim think that it's my father's fault that the business crashed? That's why we're here? You've gotta be.
Annie, get out here. We can see the camp.
Coming, coming. I shoved the letter back into the envelope quickly, throwing it back onto the desk. Honestly, I'm happy we're here. I need a change of scenery from this dull wagon. I met James and Ophelia outside and glanced ahead. I was very, truly, underwhelmed. But I was happy to make this place home. I'm so excited.
Yeah, whatever. Just come help us unpack. I watched Annie as she ran around the wagon, gathering her stupid toys and bags. She looked so carefree and happy. If only I could be as happy as her. Annie was born 4 years after me, and that was the last time I ever saw my mother alive. I miss her more than anything. If she was here right now, everything would be better. Father's business wouldn't have crashed, and we would still be in New York in our huge manor. Life would be so much easier. But Annie had to come along and ruin it all.
The people here are so interesting. There's miners going in and out of the cave, and merchants selling supplies. There are also surprisingly many children my age, too.
The people here are so boring. I mean, yeah, I knew this is what it would be like, but I wish there was at least one interesting person here. I don't know, maybe a bandit or a stowaway, but nope, just miners. Everywhere.
Ophelia and I carry a chunk of our clothes from the wagon to the cabin, not saying a single word the whole way, and I needed to break the silence. I knew exactly why she wasn't talking to me, and I needed to get it off my chest. You still think it's my fault that Mom died, don't you?
Well, she did die giving birth to you, so I don't see why I shouldn't.
I can't control the fact I was born.
That doesn't make it okay. Mom died because of you. That's your fault.
I see where Ophelia is coming from. Mom did die after giving birth to me. She should be upset, and she obviously is, but she still shouldn't take it all out on me. I didn't have control over what happened. I really wish I had a chance to meet her, though, or at least remember her. I sometimes get glimpses of me in her arms, but that's all.
I watched Annie and James running around outside from the window. I rolled my eyes. Children are so annoying, and I don't see how adults can deal with so many of them. Luckily, soon enough, I won't have to. I have the perfect plan to run away. All I need is time. I heard sudden footsteps and saw Annie standing in the doorway. Annie, what do you want? I'm busy.
Uncle Tim took James out to the mine. Ophelia, what are we even doing here anyway? Our life was fine back home.
Come on, you should know this already. Dad's business crashed in New York, so we had to move to Missouri for a new start just to go bankrupt. Coming here is good for him.
Just for him or for us?
For us, I guess. Can you just leave? I'm really busy.
Fine, whatever. Bye, Ophelia.
Once Annie left, I found a safe tucked at the back of the closet. The password was simple, my mother's name. There was a stack of $200, which was just enough to get me safely to New York. I felt bad about taking the money, but I know my father will be okay with it, as long as I'm okay. I put it towards the bottom of my bag so that Annie wouldn't find it. I will miss her no matter how much of a brat she is. I made some of my own money, too, by cooking for the miners, around $30. I know it's nowhere near what we had, but I placed it in the safe anyway, hoping to repay my family a little. I thought about heading towards a Spanish mining camp, but my father warned me against even stepping foot near the area. They must have been hostile, so I decided against it.
I wish I had time to tell my sister my worries about Dad. He has been coming home with bruises and scars, and it looks like he's been into many fights. And it's not just one night. It's been happening for about a few weeks now. Each day worse than before. Ophelia doesn't ever listen to me because she's always mad at me. I don't know what I did to her. And after reading that letter, I don't know if I can tell Uncle Tim. Plus, it isn't just the scars. All of our money from the gold has been disappearing. I think someone might have stolen it. Ophelia, Dad wants you to watch me because Uncle Tim's going to work with him in the mine today.
Seriously? Will I ever get any time to myself anymore? Dad often leaves for works at nights now, more than usual. But he has never taken Uncle Tim with him. Normally he goes at his own time. It shouldn't be my responsibility to watch her. I'm not her mom.
Ophelia, I think we should be watching out for Dad. I mean, have you seen his scar?
He is an adult, and he is perfectly capable of taking care of himself.
Why don't you ever listen to me?
Why should I listen to you when you're the reason my mom is dead?
Fine. If you won't do something, I will. I'm following Dad, and you aren't stopping me. At least one of us needs to look out for the family. And by the way, she was our mom.
With Annie gone, I could finally do what I've been trying to do this entire time. Leave.
To my family, I hate to leave you at this time of need. You might see me as selfish, but I promise this is what's best. For all of us. Father, please know how much I love you. I hope you'll find someone just as amazing as Mom one day, and I know that everything will happen as planned. Uncle Tim, tell Aunt Charlotte and little Sam and Steven how much I will miss them. I wish the best of luck for all of you. James, you've always been my favorite cousin. I love you so much, and you will definitely go far. And Annie, my little Annie, I know I haven't been the best sister, and I know you might be angry with me, but you are a gift, and I will miss you no matter how much resentment I feel for you. Stay happy, Annie. You deserve it. I will remain, as ever, your daughter, niece, cousin, and sister, Ophelia Smith. I tucked the letter neatly into an envelope and set it on the table. Grabbing my bag, I took one last look at the place I've called home for the last month. Time to start my own adventure.
Dad, are you in there? I followed what looked like footsteps into a dark cave. Dad, I'm worried about you. I try to walk forward, but before I can, I hear a loud crash and then darkness.
I just made it to Aunt Charlotte's house. I decided I would stop by for a few nights and prepare myself for my trip to New York. I wanted to go back to my true home, where my mother is. I knocked on the door twice and Charlotte answered. I expected to smile, but got a solemn expression instead.
Please, come in. Your father has sent you a letter. I've been expecting you.
I walk inside and she hands me a letter.
Ophelia, hopefully you're using your brain and have stopped by your aunt's place. I know you're smart enough for that. You must be doing well, since I haven't seen signs of you back here. I, however, am anything but well. Your sister, my lovely daughter, has sadly passed. Annie was crushed in a mining accident. I told you to keep an eye on her, and now she's gone. You have no idea how much that little girl loved you. She wanted to be just like you. She followed you around everywhere you went, and you just brushed her off, made her feel unloved. I know I wasn't always the best father, and your mother was absent in your life, but you could have tried to be a better sister. Signed, your father.
I finished the letter and rushed out the door, not letting Charlotte say goodbye. I ran far away from that house, wanting to escape all the memories. Is Annie really dead? She's really gone? I sat down in the grassy field and placed the flowers against the headstone. I traced my mother's name, staring down at her grave. I made it to New York, and now I need to apologize for everything. Hey, Mom, if you can hear me, I love you. I miss you more and more every day. Right now, I could really use one of your hugs. I know that there's been a recent addition to our little family up there.
Annie, I know you don't want to listen to me, but if you can, I want to know that I will carry the guilt of your death with me every day. You were too young, too naive, too happy. I treated you like nothing, and only now, as you're gone, I realize that you were my everything. You were all I had left of my mother. You were the light in my darkness. I'm sorry for everything. I hope that one day, when I see you again, you will have forgiven me. One day.